Now to close up, strong domestic and export demand sees Australian lamb prices continuing to grow. Rural Bank's October sheep report has lamb prices up 11% compared to this time last year. I spoke with agribusiness manager Andrew Smith and started by asking him about what the report means for producers.
A validation really was looking at the price outcomes for this October versus last, which is about 11% up on a year ago, but also the fact that we've seen some really strong export volumes over the last 6 to 12 months, which is, I think, good to see, particularly into the US.
It must be pretty pleasing that the price for mutton and lamb across every state has been so strong over the past 12 months and up on this time last year.
Yes, it really is. I think when we look at our five-year average for even trade lamb, we're up about 50 cents, so about 10% across the five-year average. So that's strong, but also compared to this time last year, a similar story. And into also our mutton indicators running very well. And I think both of these reflect a tight supply situation, but good underlying demand for the stock. And I think as we try to rebuild our older sheep to breed additional progeny through to the next year, this will probably continue to play out, I think.
Tell me, what's been driving it over the past 12 months for such strong prices?
Look, good demand and also, I guess, a mix of demand of both export and domestic consumption. And the other side of it is we have, obviously, coming out of the drought, the sheep flock is at about its lowest point for over the last 20 years, so sitting around 70 million sheep. And with people coming out of drought and restocking, given those better conditions, we'll start to see some return to extra supply, but certainly pretty tight on that side of the equation at the moment.
Is that likely to turn around now, considering the amount of rain we've had over spring and conditions a little bit better? Are we likely to see production increase over the next 18 months?
We'd have to expect so, yes. I think particularly up the eastern seaboard, got really good pasture base and subsoil moisture. So those areas that are best suited to sheep, I'm sure we'll see more starting to build flocks in those areas, which gives good long-term support to the sector.
You mentioned it at the top, Andrew, about demand. I'm reading the report and the volume of demand growing by 26% on the five-year average. What's behind that?
Yeah, interesting one there. I think the US has been a building market for some time, but it's now our main market, supported alongside China, the UAE, Qatar and Japan. But I think the mix of markets and some of the trade opportunities we've been able to open up is supporting that.
And what can we expect over the coming months and across summer?
Look, what we'll see is that traditional sort of spring period of lambs going into market. I think we've had some wet areas where we've not been able to get stock to market, but that will certainly open up now. We'd expect prices probably to ease a little bit with that continued supply coming on, but still pretty strong. And looking into the new year, I'd expect we'll be pretty well placed heading into next season.
Rural Bank's Andrew Smith there, speaking on October's sheep report, which has some pretty pleasing numbers for sheep and lamb producers, with prices for lamb up 11% compared to this time last year, and prices for mutton also up across all states in Australia. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today, the 1st of November. Don't forget, if you've got a story, please send me through an email. The address is ruralnews@macquarie.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, the handle there @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.